Dry weather is likely to occur across the heart of central portions of North America through most of this week and into the weekend coming up. It will turn a little bit cooler, though, with a couple of bouts of frost likely in the northern plains and upper Midwest. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. A cool front moving across the region today is expected to bring us a chill in the morning tomorrow with 30s and 40s likely. We'll see some frost and freezes occurring out to the west from Montana to western South Dakota. There may be a little bit of that that occurs in parts of our region, but I think the wind will continue to blow tomorrow morning. That should keep the air stirred just enough to prevent frost of significance from occurring. We could still see some temperatures near freezing, though. We'll see a short-term bout of warming during midweek and then a reinforcing shot of colder air coming in late this week. That will bring on a much better opportunity for frost and freezes probably on Friday morning. We'll look for the high temperatures today to contrast from 60s and upper 50s in the western half of North Dakota to readings that will be in the 70s and lower 80s in Minnesota and southeastern South Dakota. Tomorrow, we'll see the cooler air overspread all of our region, and most of us will see 60s. There will be some 70-degree readings from central through western parts of South Dakota and also west of the Missouri River in North Dakota. High temperatures on Wednesday will rebound back to the 70s and some 80s, except in central and northern North Dakota, where we will see some 60-degree temperatures, and we'll look for everybody to start cooling down again Thursday into Friday, with highs falling to the upper 50s and 60s in quite a bit of the region. Nighttime lows will drop into some upper 20 and 30-degree readings at the end of this week, with the coldest weather along the Canada border. I do not expect to see temperatures very far below 30 degrees in very much of our region. Certainly, the southern parts of the area will stay mostly in a frost range. That would include South Dakota and southern Minnesota. Now, this frontal system coming through today is unlikely to produce much in the way of meaningful precipitation, but there will be a little band of cloud cover and there will be a few spits and spats of moisture. Mostly, we'll have a west to northwest wind blowing across parts of the region during the course of the day today, adding to the chill in the atmosphere. Tomorrow, the winds will lighten up a little bit, but we will still have breezy conditions in the morning. The winds will switch around to the south tomorrow afternoon and will continue that way on into Wednesday, but we will see another weak disturbance pushing into the region late on Wednesday, and that will switch the winds back around to the north and another shot of cool air coming in after that. But both of these events coming up this week are unlikely to produce meaningful moisture. In the meantime, another disturbance in the Caribbean Sea will be closely monitored. It could become a tropical depression that could reach into the Gulf of Mexico. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.